Our Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We come with our burdens, we come with our sins, we come with our trials, we come with our tribulations, with our temptation, because you have called us to come. So we come, Lord, we ask that you will relieve us of these tribulations, of these trials. Take these sins, Lord, away from our lives and set us free. We come because we want to lift up your name this morning, because your name is worthy to be praised. And so we pray this morning that you'll accept our worship, accept our praise, tabernacle with us today, and bless your people. We ask these mercies in and through your precious name. Amen. You may be seated.
God is here.
Good morning, Imani. It is so good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I was telling my prayer partners this morning how I was feeling down and out this morning. But you know, when I came in this morning and I listened to the word of the Lord and I listened to the testimony of Brother McCord, amen, it just gives me that extra boost. Give me that extra spark that I need to move forward, to know that God is with us in spite of whatever we may be going through. God has promised to be with his children, with his people. So this morning, I want you to feel welcome, because God is here with us this morning. He is right beside you. I don't know if you can feel him, but I can feel him. He's right beside me. Understand this and know this, that God is beside you this morning. Yeah. And he wants me to tell you, welcome. Welcome to the house of the Lord. There's no other place that you could have been this morning than to be in the house of the Lord.
All right, so now we're going to proceed and we'll turn to the opening hymn, which will be 598, Watch Ye Saints with Eyelids Waiting.
Thank you. sang that like you know something. In ancient Israel, they had no hospitals, and their pharmaceutical industry was not adequately developed. So they had this valley where they planted herbs. So when you got sick back then, you didn't go to your doctor, you go to any hospital. You went to the herbalist down in the valley. And apparently there were some diseases that the herbalist, with all of his medical preparations, could not address nor heal. Thus the prophet said, "Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why are my people sick and there is nothing that can seem to heal them? I, under the authority of God's word today, would like to declare to you that there is a balm in Gilead and that there is a great physician here. Sometimes when you go to your doctor, the diagnosis is faulty and the treatment is obscured. And sometimes after he has done his best, still you suffer pain. And even with the psychiatrist, there are some things that is wrong with you and with me that they can't heal. And today I want to invite you, whatever your problems and whatever your trials are today, that you would come to this place where there is a balm in Gilead. And there is a great physician here. Jesus has declared himself the great physician. I don't know, maybe you need a job today. You're struggling with substance abuse today. High blood pressure. And may you remember a patient of mine, Mr. Harris, so sick, so frustrated with all the doctors that he tried to commit suicide. And he's asking that you pray for him today. With all of your problems, with all of your difficulties and your trials and your tribulations, I invite you to kneel and to present all of your trials before the great physician. I'll give you a few minutes to talk to him for yourself. If you need strength to continue, he will do that for you. He is still in the healing business, you know. Diabetes, high blood pressure, stress, strains. You can't pay your bills. At one time he had to pay taxes and he told Peter to go down and take it out of the fish's mouth and give unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's. And he can help you pay your rent and can help you find a job and give you ability to do that job if you present your trials to him. Oh, great physician. Oh, balm that is in Gilead. We, your people, come bowing before you at the end of Earth's history with all of the difficulties and the challenges and the stresses and the strains that are coming from near and far. We present all of our trials before you, and we bring them at your invitation, because you said to cast all of our cares upon you, because you care for us. Oh, Heavenly Father, take care of that kidney problem, and take care of that diabetes, and hear the mournings and the yearnings of your people. Some utterances, Lord, too personal, too difficult, too frustrating to mention to anybody. And we present them to you this morning, and you said that through your Spirit you will live out in us. We want to be a test case, Lord. We want to be a test case. So we present and ask, Lord, that you give that sister a job so that she'll be able to provide for her family. Give that brother a profitable employment so that being tempted by the drugs and the gangs would have no pull, no answering cord within him, because he has presented himself before you today. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you would open the minds of that mother and father. And you said you will say to us, this is the way, walk in it. So speak today so that we'll be able to guide that child aright. The right word at the right time, with the right tone and the right season. Only Spirit bless. Ask, Heavenly Father, that Mr. Harris, who's struggling with Crohn's disease and has children to feed, and he's struggling, he wants to kill himself because of the stresses and strains of this life. I ask, Heavenly Father, that you come to his bedside, because he has asked me to present him before you, and not because of my word, but because of your great mercy. Yes, sir. Give him courage today. Oh, Heavenly Father, as you're doing this healing business, heal our minds, Lord, that we would just be rightly focused, and the television and the distractions would not make us lose focus, so that we wouldn't hear and see the devastation and watch this earth shake, because we wouldn't lose focus that you're even at the door. As Brother Butler preached to us today, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would give an answering chord within us. And the joy that we receive today in this sanctuary, Lord, that it would not just be word stimulation, but that when we leave on Sabbath, Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, and when the tempter comes on Wednesday and tries to distract us so that we would lose our very souls and return back to the old things that we used to do, that your Holy Spirit will come and heal even between the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit will take its abode within our hearts. Give us the strength to live as your children, that you would be able, when you come down the skies, and you would say, these are my children. They came, they presented their problems to me, and I showed myself a God of mercy. With your grace, with your Spirit, with your Son's constant abiding presence, we thank you for hearing. We thank you for answering, and the joy that we feel, take all the praise, take all the honor, and all the glory, in Jesus' most holy name. Amen.
Help me know you are near.
Here.
But the original problem is not being treated. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, since we don't know what caused the original problem, we just treat what makes you feel that you're being treated. Mm-hmm. We treat your brain because you think that you're being treated. And I'm telling you, although we are fooling you, don't come off of your medicine until you know what caused your original problem and can fix it. Because if you don't fix it, especially here, it tells them increase the blood pressure. Increase the blood pressure because I need more blood to come here. Okay? Now, if you are a child and you've been having high blood pressure since you were a kid, it probably means that you have this problem for a long time. And you have a chronic problem where the artery that comes to the kidney is small. And enough blood is not coming. So since you were a kid, it was telling you the juxta glomerular apparatus is telling you increase, 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 increase. Now that my time is coming to an end, you have 1 million nephron in each kidney. These little things, this is the unit of the kidney. You have 1 million of them on your right and 1 million on your left. And why are you looking at me so surprised? You made them, didn't you? Hello? Did you make them? You didn't make them? I thought you looked so smart. You put them in your children, didn't you? You didn't even know that there were a billion there.
That's right.
You see how good the Lord has been to you? He's been taking care of you long before you even know that he's been taking care of you. You have 1 million of them. No wonder why when you have kidney problems, you don't realize how bad it is until nearly all of them are gone.
Mercy.
Because they've been working silently all the time for you. And because there are a million of them, I can take one kidney out and give to you.
Yes.
Because the other million is going to take over. And it senses also, tell you how smart it is, it senses also that, guess what? He used to produce so much urine before, and he only has one kidney now, so this other one takes over for the one that was missing. It takes over. It's one of the best setups, and you don't miss them until they're gone. And when they are gone, I gotta have another testimony for you with that. I wouldn't have to speak on that. I'm gonna let the pianist and the bass speak on that. I'm not gonna talk about that. What I'm gonna tell you is you need to take care of them. The way you take care of them, you need to give it enough water. You need to drink enough water. And I can tell you from looking at most of you, just looking at your lips, even with your lip gloss, I know you're not drinking enough water. You're not drinking enough water. If you don't drink enough water, it's going to damage your kidney. And guess what? They are fooling you when they tell you that kidney transplant is easy, and they're fooling you when they tell you that dialysis is easy. You need to drink enough water. And I know what, because you didn't pay for this lecture, and because you're not paying me, you're not paying attention to me. Advice given freely is not needed. And I'm telling you, for God's sake, drink more water.
This with conviction, okay? When the saints go marching in.
Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, Lord, I thank you.
time. When the saints, come on.
Oh, when the saints go marching in, go marching in.
Pace, all right? I'm gonna pick up the pace. Are you ready? Come on. Refuse to shine.
Oh, when the sun,
come on, refuse to shine.
Refuse to shine. Oh, when the sun refuses to shine. Oh, Lord, I wanna be in that number. When the sun refuses to shine.
When the trumpet sounds its call.
Oh, when the that sound is called.
Come on.
Oh, when the trumpet sound is called. Oh, Lord, I wanna be in that number. When the trumpet sound is called.
So, oh, when the saints, come on.
Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number.
Oh, Lord, I want to be.
Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number.
Oh, Lord, I want to be.
Oh, Lord, I want.
Saints, again.
And I'm lost without you.
To read the scripture in your hearing, because I do not want you to get distracted with the pages, so that you pay attention to the words, and lest you are tempted to think that it doesn't apply to you, may I remind you that Zephaniah, the word of the Lord came unto Zephaniah, the son of Cush. So if you think that it doesn't apply to you, your brother is talking to you today. The great day of the Lord is near. It is near, and hasteneth greatly. Even the voice of the day of the Lord. The mighty man shall cry there bitterly. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress. A day of wasteness and desolation. A day of darkness and gloominess. A day of clouds and darkness. A day of the trumpet and the alarm against the fenced cities and against the high towers. And I will bring distress upon men, that they shall walk like blind men because they have sinned against the Lord. And their blood shall be poured out as dust, and their flesh as dung. Neither shall their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath. But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. For he shall make even a speedy riddance of all of them that dwell in the land. May the Lord hide us under the shadow of his almighty wings and save us from this day.
Happy Sabbath, everyone. I'm going to ask you to pray with us as we sing a song entitled, Who Else But God?
Who is he who answers when I call? Who is there in time of need? Gives me strength. Who else but God? Who else but God? Who has power beyond what I eyes can see. Who orders the wind blow and rivers flow? So great and mighty, yet still cares for me. Who else but God? Who else but God?
Now who is he who keeps my mind at ease? And who gives me praise for heavenliness and for ashes? Who gives beauty? Who else but God? Who else but God? And who is he who always makes a way? Who's the one who never fails? And in my troubles, who's my present help? Who else but God? Who else but God?
No one else can do the things you do. You are holy. That's why I will always worship you. You are holy. And who is he who gives help to my flesh? Who allows my eyes to see? And who'll be there when everyone else leaves? Who else but God? Who else but God?
And who is he who died on Calvary and on day three rose again? And by his blood I've been redeemed. Who else but God? Who else but God?
No one else can do the things you do. You are holy. That's why I will always worship you. You are holy. And who deserves the glory that is due?
And who should I give all my praise?
And when I give thanks,
where should it go to?
Who else but God?
Who else but God?
Thank you.